This keeps getting crazier. Billionaire and number one donor to the Trump campaign, Elon Musk, is continuing to cause a mess in Washington and make Trump's life a living hell, even after he parted ways with the administration and left Washington, D.C. Right when he was out, they pulled him back in because he is now crashing out further on Twitter, calling one of Trump's top aides a criminal, saying he committed federal crimes. Yeah, dude, you're way behind us. I love how Elon Musk has crashed out over the past month and has said that Trump is essentially a pedophile in the Epstein list, has said that Trump's aides and advisors are criminals, which doesn't look good for Elon Musk himself. That is Elon Musk right there admitting, yeah, I leveraged my vast wealth to elect the pedophile president and all of his criminal advisors. This isn't a good look for you, Elon Musk, especially as you continue to melt down on Truth Social and attack one of Trump's top aides. Let's break down this beef. We have no time to waste. I'll keep it concise because it's very, very interesting. On the right, you see Sergio Gore, who Trump says is a trusted aide. But let me break down this beef between Sergio and Elon Musk because it has continued to escalate. And Elon Musk's huge blowup was actually because of Sergio. This is what it was all about. So earlier this week, Musk described Gore as a snake after the New York Post revealed that even though Gore is in charge of vetting thousands of executive branch employees, he hasn't been fully vetted. But then on Friday, Elon Musk escalated further and said Gore has committed federal crimes. Just to back up, this all starts in early March. On March 6th, there was a cabinet meeting where Musk publicly criticized Sergio for slow staffing processes, reportedly humiliating him in front of a bunch of other officials. So a bunch of staffers and cabinet members were in a room, and Gore got humiliated by Elon Musk, and then sources say he vowed to get him back. Then Gore's deep resentment for Elon Musk manifested when Jared Isaacman was the NASA nomination. He was going to be the new head of NASA, and this was Musk's best buddy. So what Sergio did is he came to Trump, and he wanted to get one last jab at Elon on his way out. He came to Trump and showed him, this guy donates to Democrats. You don't want this guy. Trump followed Sergio's word, and that's what caused Elon Musk's huge, major crash out. Really quickly, if you made it this far in the video, drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. You know, naturally, YouTube may not want you seeing videos about Elon Musk. Sometimes YouTube doesn't push out certain videos about certain topics. So if you want to make sure this gets heard, make sure you drop a like below. Drop some blue hearts and subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel as we build it. But to continue, Elon Musk has accused one of President Donald Trump's top aides of committing a federal crime. Yeah, you're a little bit late to the game, Elon Musk. We've been talking about these crimes since his first term. Weeks after the epic breakup between the president and the world's richest man, Musk has continued to snipe at Sergio Gore, the director of presidential personnel office, who he believes fueled his falling out with Trump. And all reporting backs that up. Earlier this week, Musk described Gore as a snake. Let's just go to the Twitter thread. This says, breaking. Sergio Gore, director of White House Presidential Personnel Office, is using legal intimidation to demand that we remove our citations of news articles questioning his background and even our reference to Elon Musk calling him a snake. Fight. Sergio Gore demands that this post be removed or he sues. Now, the post that Sergio wants removed reads, Sergio Gore has refused to submit the SF-86 form required for background investigation for security clearance adjudication. He appears to have been granted an interim clearance without any vetting. And really quickly, we should all have the goal this summer to relax more. As the weather gets nicer, hopefully everybody is taking advantage. But even with the summer weather, we still have the daily grind of work, deadlines. There's always something going on. And that's why I use Viya to relax. You know, when I need to calm down or clear my head or just not think about the next thing on my to-do list, Viya has been amazing. They have all kinds of products, some with no THC, some stronger, all made with high-quality hemp and clean ingredients. It's shipped discreetly, no medical card, no hassle. So if you're 21 or over, go to viya.co/blueheart or click the top link in the description. Click the link below and you get 15% off. You get free shipping of orders over $100 and a free gift with your first order. Genuinely, I use it to relax. You can use my code below and you get a nice discount. It's an amazing deal. Go check it out. To put this in the simplest terms possible, this dude is in a high up, hugely high up operational position where he vets people to make sure they are safe and clear, yet he himself has not been vetted to see if he's safe and clear and is able to have access to all of this information. So after this happened, the thread continues. Sergio Gore, director of the White House Presidential Personnel Office, demands that this post be removed or he will sue for defamation with malice. Unless we remove this post, Sergio Gore, director of the White House, has threatened to sue us. So allegedly, Sergio doesn't have any of his security clearances to be in this position. So Elon Musk called that out. On Friday, the former head of Doge, Elon, said, quote, he deliberately lied about where he was born on federal forms. That's a serious crime. Gore is breaking the law, Musk later added. The Daily Beast has reached out to the White House about Musk's latest comment, which came in response to a series of posts by Ukraine-born American race car driver Igor Shushko, saying he is a Russian spy. Elon says he deliberately lied about where he was born. That's a serious crime. Shushko had posted a series of articles relating to the White House aide, including a New York Post story questioning where Gore was born, details of a fact-finding trip he took to Russia while working for Senator Rand Paul, an archive of Gore's high school email suggesting it referred to him as a Russian Maltese, and a now-retracted investigation by former Washington Post reporter turned independent journalist Brian Krebs. Central to Musk's attack is the claim that Gore failed to file his own SF-86, the critical vetting form required for permanent U.S. security clearance. So now, the tit-for-tat has continued and the fallout has escalated because Musk is openly saying people in the Trump admin are not only snakes, but they are lying on federal security forms. These are some serious crimes Elon Musk is alleging, and we know the Trump admin is used to committing serious crimes. Even Elon Musk is. Elon Musk just had 40 different regulatory investigations into his businesses paused, and now that he's been kicked out of the administration, he's all of a sudden acting like he's too morally pure to be, you know, faking forms. There's a decent chance he faked his drug test form like 4 days ago that he released. I didn't make a video about it because I didn't think it was that important, but he released this drug test, and it looked kind of fake. To continue, among other things, the form covers citizenship, employment history, relatives, foreign contacts, and travel. The White House, however, insisted that Gore filled out the form and has the relevant clearance. Oh, if the Trump White House insists something, it must be true. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. Underpinning Musk's accusation is a longstanding rift with Gore, who says the 38-year-old fueled his spectacular falling out with Trump. And it seems to be true. Gore was behind the decision that led to the downfall of Trump and Elon Musk's relationship. And I'll leave it at that. There shouldn't be drama going on in the White House. They should be focusing on bills or helping the American people. But even when they do focus on bills, this big ugly bill redistributes a massive amount of wealth to the richest of the richest from vulnerable communities. It's disgusting. We'll continue to cover it. Again, YouTube sometimes doesn't boost the content. So if you want to help boost this Gen Z media company that we're building with Gen Z faces and an audience of any age, a diverse audience, then make sure you drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. And peace out.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.